In this episode, our hosts don't know it, but we substitute the regular bandwidth with faulty unstable bandwidth. Enjoy the hijinks.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Loving my new Blu-ray player. Looking for some content.
Over there, in the media corner.
I knew he could help me.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
What's so funny?
Welcome to Technorama with Chuck and Craig. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Craig.
And I'm giggling at the chat room again.
Giggling. What are they doing?
We'll get to them in just a second. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for January 6th, 2010. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back.
That's bad.
We appreciate you giving us your time. Like I said, I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. Happy New Year, Craig. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you and all of our listeners.
We really appreciate that everybody made it to this side of the calendar. Did you get a new calendar? Did you call your insurance man?
No, I don't have a new calendar. Actually,
your retailer?
My parents made one of some old pictures of our family. That's kind of nice.
The lady who we bought our house from keeps sending us one every year. We've had this house for coming up on 20 years. We always get the Coldwell Banker.
Just in case you decide to do something, you know.
I'm almost afraid to call her again because she's still using the picture from 20 years ago. Like, that's never a good sign.
Oh, wait a minute. It's her picture?
Yeah, she's got a little, you know, one of those professional office picture things like you take with people in the ties with the modeled background and whatnot. Anyway, enough about calendars. I want to remind everybody that this show is brought to you by GoToAssist. The holiday season is over and a lot of people have got computers. And oh boy, howdy, they're going to be coming to you, me, and who knows who else for all their tech support needs. Getting upgrades, people have probably gone to Windows 7 and Snow Leopard and migrated from Windows to Mac or the other which way around, and they're looking for help. And the best way you can provide them help is with remote assistance. No need to get on the phone or go across town. It's like, just take care of this stuff from your own comfort of your living room. You can try GoToAssist free for 30 days. Give them remote screen sharing. Take over their computer. Help them out with installing printers, loading digital pictures, find out where icons went and where they're going, and help them set things up and get it straight and get them running. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
All they need is a web browser, and all you need to do is go to gotoassist.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial, and they will probably invite you back next year.
Will they?
But we want to make sure you get your free 30-day trial in. So it's gotoassist.com/techpodcast, and you'll be up and running in a matter of no time.
In a matter of no time?
Okay, a couple of minutes, but it's like no time.
Okay.
There's only 300 and what now? 59 days left in the year. So,
oh my gosh. Better hurry up.
Hurry it up. Let's go. Speaking of hurrying up, is that the only song they play on this station? Coming up in this episode, we've got the world's largest lightsaber. Craig's got a car for you and your family. And Avatar bootleg. Coming right up.
Coming up.
Do you drool over cutting-edge technology? Are you the first in line for the latest sci-fi movie? Do you stay up late at night playing video games? Do you consider being called a geek a badge of honor? Then Geek Cred is the show for you. Join me, Steve Rickyberg, as I bring you in-depth behind the scenes.
Hi, this is T. Morris, host of the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy, co-author of Podcasting for Dummies, and co-founder of Podiobooks.com. And you're listening to Technorama, the show where Chuck Tomasi really wishes he was Evo Terra. And now, here are your hosts, Craig. And Eagle. Chuck.
Yeah, that bumper ran short. I keep forgetting that one's cut off and we gotta get a new one. Steve! Where's the new promo? Before we get started, I want to introduce you to the team. Shout out to the chat room who is poking fun at us tonight. Yeah, it seems we had a bit of a... Chuck forgot to hit the old record button on the Technorama Network show.
Whack, whack, whack.
So this time we made sure we are recording. Yes, we are now 5 minutes and 50 some odd seconds into it. And they are making fun of us. So there's a deja vu. We've got Ben Vaughn.
Fuzzballs.
CL Audio Retry. Country Re-I-Do. Must be an iPhone app. Comedy Four Times Cast. Captain Tux, Deb Drup Grew. Marv is ground... Help me out with this one.
Huh? Marv is Groundhog Day yet.
Oh, okay. Mighty Joe, Nightstar, Tim Hits Record, Zaha Doom forgot... What?
To hit. He forgot to hit record.
Okay. And ZM Re ZML Re ZM...
It's 2008! That's funny.
Thank you, chat room. Everybody's having a good time making smart aleck comment. There we go.
Yeah, people see what you miss if you don't get in the chat room.
That's right. Or join us on the live web stream each Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. We make it real easy. Just go to the chuckchat.com/technorama. You don't need a login. You just need to make up a crazy name. And apparently they've got some of their own.
Yeah.
Oh, the audio quality just changed. I thought maybe you were going to drop off Skype.
No, I'm here. I'm still here.
Let us not speak of such things.
Shh. Yeah. Knock on wood.
Looking at the Technorama birthday calendar, we've got, January?
Mm-hmm.
January 6th, Steve Therian. January 8th, Elvis.
Yay.
I know Elvis. He's out there listening.
Wait, did he put that entry on there?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
January 9th is Lingo from the Britain Yankee.
Yay!
Happy birthday to everybody. If you want to get your name on the birthday calendar, visit our wiki at wiki. No, chuckchat.com/wiki. I always forget.
I think either one gets there, right?
It will. One is kind of goofy and you might not get images or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we already mentioned if you want to be around and listen to the live stream and watch how all this is done, it's on our front page on Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. You figure it out where it is from your time zone. Or you can watch this after the fact on Ustream if you search for Technorama. Or go to ustream.tv/channel/technorama-podcast. Got it? Good.
No.
We'll have everything in the show notes. Yeah. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There's no news tonight. So we're going to jump right to... I got to get this right. We're going to jump right to the Hacks and Strange Stories.
I was going to say, all the news took off for the holidays.
Yeah. There is no news. If you've listened to Technorama, there's never been any news. But we do have...
Hacks and Strange Stories!
We got to get Lenny a lozenge or something.
Is he okay?
That sounds like it kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Our first hack is about a nice young man who turned a Dell notebook into a rather large handset. He made his own, let me pull up a screen image.
Well, Dell's
thing.
Coming up with their own branded Android smartphone pretty soon.
It is an Android. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Own handheld pretty soon. But what this guy could not stand it any longer, so he decided to take a laptop, actually one of those, I think it's a, what was that, a 13-inch, something like that. It's one of the smaller Dells, and actually make his own rather large tablet looking device. Looks like a smartphone.
It looks like a giant Fisher Price Android phone. The thing is huge.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Marty McFly's hoverboard.
He's made an Android hoverboard.
Yeah. And watch the video. You'll see him deconstruct the laptop and then make a case and put it all together. It's kind of cool.
It's not too bad. I'm not sure if it's got a headphone jack or anything, but he makes a call, and it's on the built-in speaker, so it's kind of loud. I wouldn't want to use that on the bus. Yeah. I think it was a guy in Japan did this, right?
Yeah, the police sign.
And Gadget also has another one in Japan of... Didn't we take a thing of this before, the iSobot? This is like an autonomous... I don't know if it's autonomous or RC, but this little robot, the video is like 5 minutes, and he's got lots of weapons and things.
Well, the cool thing about the little robot, I think you program it, pre-program it, but the little robot actually operates these little weapons, and the guy designs these little weapons, like had a bow and arrow, a little rubber band gun, shotgun, and they're all toy versions, of course. And he's shooting it at this... at various objects, and
usually like little toys or a styrofoam wall or something. He's got a Gatling gun and a crossbow and a whip, and the whip, he's got he's shooting at this little plastic velociraptor with a cigarette, full size cigarette, mm-hmm. So it looks like it's about 8 feet long in the velociraptor's mouth, and he goes whoosh, and the cigarette comes out. It's just the stunts he's doing
was the mace. He kind of flipped over his shoulder and fell over. It hit it, though. It hit its target.
Very impressive, not just from the robot, but from the weapon standpoint as well. And a little bit of comedy thrown in there is always a lot of fun.
Sure.
Now, also a lot of fun would be a huge lightsaber.
A very huge one.
This looks like something you would have done, Craig.
If I could find a big crevice like this, I probably would have. Yeah.
Over at Geekology, there's a photo. You know how you see those people with they're standing in the foreground and they hold up their hand and there's like a castle in the background. So it looks like they're holding a castle in their hand.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
This is a hole in the ground with a very straight line that goes up, and you can see the sky through the rock walls, and the line, this guy standing with his hands over his head, and it looks like he's holding a giant lightsaber, which would be about 25 feet long if it were actually a real picture. But it's just an optical illusion. So it's very well done, but I thought of you when I saw this picture. I'm like, this looks like a Craig thing.
You know what would be funny? If he actually photoshopped this and made it look like the old Star Wars poster, where Luke's got the lightsaber over his head.
Yeah. That's probably what inspired him. But I don't know how you get a crack this straight. I mean, there is an ever so slight flaw here and there.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. The world does strange things to itself.
It almost looks like the hole he's standing next to was mined out or something. So maybe it doesn't.
It looks man-made almost.
It looks man-made.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a nice-looking cave.
Also, speaking of man-made, is the Burj Dubai. This man has put together a composite image that comes out to be a 2.3 gigapixel video, or photo. It's a video of this photo, and I don't know what he's using for software, but it's a picture of the big Burj Dubai tower. And I think we had a link to somebody standing on the top of this thing not too long ago. Did you see that? Was that in the show, or that must have been in the Twitter feed? I'm all confused as to what I've seen. But
it's everywhere.
Really, really tall tower, and he's got a picture. He can zoom in from the whole building down to a guy in front of the building talking on his phone. Then he zooms over or goes up, and there's somebody on the scaffolding. Pulls back, and it's not until you pull back that you realize this picture is just immense. Now, I haven't figured out, at least I couldn't tell in the video, how he stitched these things together, because there's no break in the shadows, or if it was taken as a series of images, you'd see some lighting differential somewhere. But
well, it says Camtasia Capture. I don't know, is that some kind of, maybe some software, and maybe moves the camera around and takes a picture, but it's impressive because he's zoomed in on the spire at the very top. You can see these two lights mounted at the very top. And well, you know what? I just thought about
building.
Something. I'd hate to have to replace the bulbs on the top of that spire.
You may.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hate to. I'd love to go up there.
It would be interesting. Yeah. I think I'd finally reached the threshold of my my fear of heights.
We also have another video that's rather interesting. This is from the Encaffeinated One. Mark sends us a video of Jean-Yves Blondeau, a.k.a. the Roller Man. And he's got this kind of armor-plated suit that he wears. And they show him walking through the woods, and then he just kind of, you think he's on rollerblades or something, and he crouches down, and his whole outfit is sort of wheels. And he picks up speed and starts getting his arms and his legs into this thing. You can see it if you're watching on the video feed right now. He's negotiating turns, and he's got to be going in excess of like 30, 40 miles an hour on some of these straightaways.
Wow.
I don't know how. It's an amazing piece of video, to say nothing of the suit he's wearing. And at any point, he just kind of gets up and stands up, and he's done.
He stands up, he's done.
He's got wheels on his elbows. He's got wheels on his back. He's got wheels on. Julie said, "How's he taking this video?" I said, "Well, he's got a stick on his back that's holding a camcorder." Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at no point do you ever get the sense that he's out of control. But he is seriously cruising down this hillside road.
I hope somebody went ahead of him and blocked the road. There's no way you could even stop.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too, because at the beginning, mm-hmm. cars are whizzing past him. At least I think they are. And then all of a sudden, he's swerving into the other lane. So this is by no means do not try this at home kind of thing. Kids don't try this at home. Mm. But it looks like it'd be a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, now that we're older, it's like, I might break an arm. I don't know.
It kind of looks like part Transformer, part roller derby guy.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Looks like a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Then we move into the media corner, right? But we're going to take a real quick break before we do that.
Okay.
Let me get the appropriate video accessories up here. Thank you, Mr. Jean-Yves Blondeau. I can say that because I used to know a girl named Angela Blondeau.
Wow.
Quick break, and we'll be back with the media corner.
Probably like Smith.
What have we got in the media corner? We've got Back to the Future DeLorean, great photo of a kid with a Mac, and more.
Hey, we're not rocket scientists. They are. It's Pac-Man. Ass tattoo.
You will see someone's posterior not disgustingly displayed.
I always think of Patty and Selma on The Simpsons.
Well, it's not a high res butt.
Kids, you could end up like Craig.
Why is that the example everybody uses?
I don't know. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchain.com. Send audio comments.
Have you been drinking tonight? Leave the podcasting to the professionals.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
First up in the media corner, we have the most realistic Back to the Future DeLorean ever has hit eBay. Oh, yes. And actually, as of this time, it's been sold.
And it's very impressive, I must say.
It is. I mean,
How much did it go for? How much did it go for?
$89,000.
Wow, I think that was the buy it now price. for real.
If you do go to the link that says it popped up on eBay, it will show you the page just for a second, and then it comes back and says it's closed. But I did do a screen grab real fast while it was loading, because he's got a ton of pictures, and obviously those have to be loaded for just a second or so before they disappear. So you... What does he got, like 30 pictures in here or something? No, a screen grab of the auction page. Not of the page from Jalopnik. He's got the lights in the right places. He's got the colored tubes going in the right places. There's no Mr. Fusion, so this was from the first movie. Or at least from the first part of the first movie. He's got the lights on the gullwing doors. Looks like the interior is properly lit and everything, too. And we've lost Craig again. Skype is not being kind tonight. We'll wait till he calls back. At least I'm fairly confident this is not my issue tonight.
And we lost Chuck, by the way. I'm sitting here waiting on him.
Are you having fun, laddie?
Ah, of course.
I'm fairly confident it's not my end this time.
I'm still online, so... Yeah, time to upgrade for my dial-up. So, anyway. Got the gullwing doors.
Yeah, the light looks interior properly lit. Interior looks good. You're right. It would be hard to tell this from the actual movie prop.
And apparently this one was commissioned by a guy that sells parts for making your own DeLorean, which I would imagine making your own Back to the Future DeLorean, I should say. But yeah, I can imagine this would be a tough thing to make.
An eye-wateringly accurate reproduction of the Back to the Future DeLorean recently popped up on eBay. This photo shoot took place at Gamble House, the Pasadena home that once served as Doc Brown's residence.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was going to say, it looks like it's in front of Doc Brown's house.
But. Yeah. Yeah, I want to say a university bought that place. There was a website, we talked about this a long time ago, and the guy visits where they filmed movies. And this is one of the places.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where did you find this picture? Because if you click on it, it says it's a private private Flickr picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Which one?
Black and white at tumblr.com. This is the Living the Dream. Loving the Dream Machine. There's a little boy in a kitchen with an older Mac. 112 or 128 or a 512K Mac, the old classic style case with possibly, a hard drive or something underneath. And the kid's too short. He's only like a year and a half old. So he pulls out one of the utility drawers in his kitchen cabinet and stands in it. And it's just a wonderful black and white picture.
It is. I subscribe to some photo blogs and this is one of them.
Wait a minute. What else is that on the counter to his left?
Whoa.
This isn't a kitchen. This is a laboratory.
You know what? You're right.
I thought it was like somebody's kitchen cabinets, but there's somebody way in the background. It almost looks like a network gear rack on the counter.
I can't get to the picture to look at it
or
in larger scale.
A pedestal server.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. I don't know, but I just thought it was cute him reaching up to mess with the computer.
I'll have to get one of my kids. Yeah. Here, kids, stand in the cupboard. Dad.
Yeah.
Doesn't work after a certain age, does it?
No.
You're going to have to tell me about the next one because I could not get this to load for anything. The Star Wars AT mashup.
Yeah, I think we saw a video. It was the Star Wars or Star Trek AT opening where dun, 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 and they show different scenes and, the actors, they're all in their action pose or whatever when they show their name on the screen.
I've been trying to get that to load all day and I cannot get that video to load.
Well, it sounds like a personal problem, but
this is
Star Wars and it's got the A-Team, their name, Han Solo, and it's just like the opening of the A-Team, but it's not.
Claudio writes, those classic Macs look great in black and white pictures. Hey, if I want to get one, I can borrow Scott's SE30.
What's that?
Scott Reynolds has a Mac SE30.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Does it work?
Is that running NetBSD on it?
Hey, is that what we're using for the stream a while back?
No.
Okay. That's funny. Anyway, hey, by the way, on that Star Trek or Star Wars video, it starts off and when it starts saying, they promptly escape from a high security facility, that shows the Millennium Falcon taking off from
going.
Yeah. What?
Going.
Can you not hear me?
He hits the ball.
Oh.
It's going.
What are you doing?
It's going.
Hello?
It's gone. I still got a Quadra 650 that's still kicking also. In fact, if you listen to the Gmail podcast, the background music is from
a tune
that I had to swipe off a game called Jewel Box. And I had to hook up the audio. Well, where's my little thing that says answer the dang phone? There. Hi.
Hey again for the fifth time.
You're gonna have fun editing this one.
Yeah, right. So let me write down this time, 25, 39. Okay.
All right.
So, anyway, I thought it was funny seeing the Millennium Falcon busting out of Mos Eisley when they're saying, and a crack commando team promptly escaped from the high security prison.
I wonder if I can watch this on the iPod. Maybe it's just not coming up on the web interface for some reason.
Did you go to YouTube, you know, click on the video and go to YouTube site, maybe?
Yes, I did go to YouTube site, and it's still not coming up. I'm looking at it right now. It's all streamed up. I mean, the little status bar that goes red, 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 red is all red, but it won't play.
I'm playing it, no problem. I'm playing it, no problem.
Okay, I got problems. All right. I mean,
check it out at work.
YouTube's working for me. I played the cat video I uploaded today.
Check it out at work like everybody else.
You don't think YouTube's blocked from work?
I don't know. I don't have that problem.
Well, it is.
Okay.
Well, it is.
Well, the next one is, this is a, it looks like a documentary that would belong on a DVD.
Oh my goodness, this is funny. Someone's got a great
sense of the making of the bootleg of Avatar. Talking about all the hard work they had to do rigging up the cam for the film and how they recorded it with multiple camera views.
we're pushing the envelope. Yes, we're not only pushing the envelope, we're tearing the envelope.
Yeah,
it's just that. Great. The tongue-in-cheek humor in this video is priceless.
It's hilarious. So yeah, go check that out because it goes on for a little over two minutes. It's hilarious.
I also thought it was interesting that the Bitly, I was shortening up the links for the show notes today, and the link that it comes up with is bit.ly/4kryen. For crying.
For crying. For crying. Wow.
So, for yeah, if somebody had a bootleg from Avatar, they'd be for crying.
Yeah, for crying out loud.
Well, especially if they saw this. If they said, we got the 3D because we have multiple angles. Somebody sitting in the middle of the theater and somebody sitting to the left. Like, you know how cross-eyed you'd be if your cameras were that far apart.
You get brain damage.
The guy's trying to stuff a tripod into his jacket. Walks in with a fully loaded backpack. I'm like, yeah, that's not too obvious, is it?
Well, you know, a long time ago, and I can't remember if we talked about this, but my dad was talking about his friend had a bootleg of the original Star Wars. You know, that I guess as impressive as it is having a VHS or beta, I guess, of the Star Wars movie at the time. Think about all the things they had to drag in there to
one of those over-the-shoulder camcorders. Yeah. It's hidden in a boombox.
It's like two pieces or something. You know, it has like the, you know, you hang off your shoulder and you carry the camera on the, I don't know. See,
all the technology was big back then, so it was still easy to hide a camera inside of something, just like a giant-sized boombox on your shoulder. Sir, why are you bringing a boombox to the theater?
Yeah. Bring a big box since it's fragile on it. Okay, sir. That's funny.
One of my favorite movies. And speaking of favorite movies, there we have a top 10 list of movies you should watch. What was it titled?
For a cozy
10 night. Best geek movies geek for movies. A cozy night in.
That's right. First one is The Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Yep. I would agree to that. Number 2 is
seen that, right?
The Net. It's on my list. Number 2 is The Net. What's number 3?
I accidentally played the video.
Nice going. Your turn. We're alternating here.
I'm sorry. I accidentally clicked the video and I was trying to stop it. Number 3, Hackers.
Number 4, War Games. I actually said, Julie, have you seen War Games? And she said, no. I said, She said, put it on your Netflix list. So I go to Netflix and it says, it's already in queue. Like, oh, we've been here before. We've had this discussion. I don't remember it.
Is that an instant view too?
No, unfortunately not. Otherwise, we would have watched it this afternoon.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, Sneakers?
No, you skipped 5. You're doing the odd numbers.
Oh, okay. Mac Heads? Well, I guess it's about, you know, Mac fanboyitis.
Number 6 is Sneakers.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. Did you ever watch Sneakers?
No, they've got all the movie trailers here that are wonderful. Just, holy smokes, walked in the movie trailer to War Games.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how young Ally Sheedy and Matthew Broderick actually were in that movie.
Yeah.
And then you go to IMDb. Have you seen Ally Sheedy lately? She's aging pretty well, but I didn't realize she's quite a few years older than me.
Well, I was thinking, did you realize how young you were when you had that crush on her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was legal when that movie came out.
Yeah.
No problems there.
Yeah, actually, Okay, I'm moving right along.
Computers, Ally Sheedy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby. Antitrust, which I actually have a copy of that here. I like that movie. What's that?
Number 8, Electric Dreams. I remember the movie coming out, but I didn't think it was rated all that well.
Yeah, it's not that great. I remember watching it, and it's, yeah, there's a couple of, you know, kind of moments. I won't say it, but, you know, BS, you know, moments in the movie. But even in the 80s, you know, it was painful to watch, but I kind of liked it.
Number 9, that's yours.
Number 9, the Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, which I am not familiar with this one.
I seem to remember this was another dumb one that didn't make it on anybody's list.
Well, the reason I don't remember it, probably because it came out when I was born.
Number 10 is Office Space, one of our cult favorites.
That's right. And the bonus primer, they say, is... Primer.
Oh, yeah, bonus primer. And again, they have the trailer.
Yeah.
Impressive for its measly $7,000 budget, this recent cult classic follows a mind-bending story about a group of hackers who accidentally build a time machine. It's so confusing, it's sure to make you wish you could go back in time yourself and ask Santa for the foresight never to try and understand how the plot of this head-scratcher works. There's a review that clearly tells you to stay away.
Yeah.
So, not all of these are terrific movies, to be sure.
What movies would you add to your top 10 geek list?
Probably a couple from the Star Trek era, including the new one.
Well, I'm talking to the listener, not you.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just kidding. So the Star Trek one. You wouldn't add the new one?
Yeah, I said including the new one, I would add.
No, including the new
one.
Okay, you know, what was the... There was one antitrust... the movie Hackers, which is on that list. I had to really think hard. I may have to work on a list for next show.
Okay. We'll get some feedback also.
Yeah. So give us some feedback, and I'll work on a list as well.
If you want to join us on that feedback thing, give us a call on the listener line, 206-222-2428, or you can email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
One more thing before we go out, right?
Yeah.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I'm not really angry again. I'm kind of happy. New year, all that good stuff. But I was watching TV the other day, and I saw this commercial. I think it was GMC I said GMC in the notes here, but I think it's GMC. But they show in the car, and as they're showing different areas of the car, they got little call-outs like, you know, ABS brakes or, you know,
yep,
silent doors, you know, and they're like little call-outs, and it come out. Well, this one, seating capacity, and I'll put it in the chat room in here. It showed the seating capacity of the family with the father, the mother, this, like,
a son. What is that, a Sasquatch?
And then there's this, yeah, oh, there's a robot or...
That's a robot? Oh, okay, if you have Gort from the day the Earth stood still, maybe.
Yeah. I was like, I even rewound it. I went, whoa, wait a minute. I had to go back and look, and sure enough...
it's those icons like you see on the men's room or the ladies' room, and there's a robot. I don't know, I'd still say it looks more like a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I died laughing. I had to rewind it and pause it again. I was like, what is that? So I guess this is the diagram for the new family dynamic. in the 2010.
Yes, because everyone needs a car with a robot. The robot could be your GPS, your entertainment system. Think about it.
Hey, well, you know, yeah, just your portable MP3 player with legs.
Hey, Gort, how about some, you know, Fresh Prince or something?
Yeah. Well, you know what I thought about was, you know, in the book iRobot, the little girl had the robot and she would read it stories and stuff like that. Do you remember that?
The Will Smith iRobot?
No, the original.
I don't know if I've ever seen the original all the way through.
It's not a movie. The book.
Oh, the book. No, definitely, I didn't read that all the way through.
Okay, well, at the beginning, you know, there's this little girl and she had a robot and they played together a lot and read stories. And that's what I thought about because the little girl's holding the robot's hands, you know, on the diagram there. So,
okay.
Boy, I had to just, it's not much fun when I have to explain it, Chuck.
Well, you're not just explaining it to me, you're explaining it to the listener as well.
Oh, yeah. So go read iRobot, the original.
Yeah. Look for the books tab on the Technorama webpage. Yeah.
That's right.
We'll let you know when we get that up.
Pre-order a copy of WordPress in 10 minutes.
Yeah, here's our top 10 books list. Ours is at the top.
The first 8 are Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 minutes.
And they all have Amazon associate links.
Yeah.
Trying to make money any way we can. That brings us to the tail end of the show, and you know what happens at the tail end of anything.
Well, we won't go there, but... At any rate,
just wanted to mention we appreciate your support one more time for taking the time to listen to Technorama. If you're new to the show, thank you once again. If you like the show or you want to make any comments, get in touch with us. There are many ways you can do that. You can call the listener line 206-222-2428. You can also leave us an email at technorama@chuckchat.com. We'd love to hear from you, and you will most likely get into the listener feedback network show. It's the network show. Network show. How many times?
Yeah.
Demonay. Yeah, I got to throw in those little references for the people who laugh. They go, oh my gosh, can't believe we just did that. You can follow us at Twitter. Technorama is the name that we put out our news stories and just random stuff during the week. Between the podcasts, follow us on Twitter at Technorama. You can also follow Craig at StepK or me at C. Tomasi. There will be the links in the show notes. If you get an iPod Touch or an iPhone, go to the lyrics thing and you'll see all this stuff in there too. That's always fun. Just don't listen to us at twice speed. You might just miss something.
Yeah, you might hit a bump and spill it.
Because we already talk pretty fast on half of this show.
Sometimes.
What?
Yes. Hello, Chuck. Come visit the library.
Do you listen to stuff at two speed, double speed?
I have, as long as it doesn't have music associated with it, sure.
Right. And the other time that it's hard to listen to is when you get like call-in shows where it's hard to listen to that.
When the voice changes, you mean?
When you're listening to the 8K quality of a phone-in show, like Dr. Right. Carl in Australia or some of our listener feedback, it really, you can't hear half the words that the callers are saying, so you got to go back to regular speed.
Country Sign says she listens to most of her iPod or podcast at 2 times.
I listen to it at half speed.
Half speed. What'd he say? Rewind it.
Not one and a half. Half speed. I slow it down.
Actually, you know what I did? When I was trying to get through a lot of podcasts all at once, I spit them all up. But it's not for something like Podrunner. That don't quite work. Don't work down 30 minutes.
Holy crap, are my legs sore? I just ran a 30-second mile.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've worn out all our... welcomes. Want to thank all the people who donated to the tip jar. Thank you very much for your generous donations, your regular payments. They help keep us going. We encourage you to do that. Look for the PayPal buttons on the website. There's also reviews in iTunes. I haven't seen many of those lately. Really appreciate when people leave those. They're interesting to read and they kind of help keep the promotion thing going. If you haven't got a lot of money, that might be an alternative of a way you want to show your appreciation. Special thanks to Mad Marv for keeping the blog going during the week. A lot of great stuff there. If you're not subscribed to the news feed or following us on Twitter, just check it out. Go to the blog, chuckchat.com/technorama. You'll find everything you need there. Ustream, who keeps our modest live streams going. If you happen to be around on Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'd love to see you there. Join us in the chat room. And they also house all the archive shows. So we'll have those up right away. As soon as I hit stop, it's there. Chat room provided by thinstack.net. These show notes are out of date, Craig.
Oh, really?
We'll have to fix the template. Yeah, oopsie. Special thanks to Steve Rickyberg for taking care of that. The show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find them at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all the great podcasts over at farpointmedia.com. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama and a binary high five.
Oh. 101.
That was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.